Welcome back, everybody, to the 43rd episode of Rule Your Pool. And as you can see, we actually have video this time. With me today is our first guest on the Rule Your Pool podcast. And it's a special guest because this is the first time we've actually worked with another company on a technology that is not directly related to what we do, but it is on the education side. And so in today's episode, we're going to introduce you to a company called Pool Service Software. Before getting into that, I just kind of want to recap where we've been with this podcast and what we're trying to do with it. In the previous episodes, we talked about specific water chemistry challenges, topics, etc., and we've been getting a lot of great feedback from a lot of our listeners, so thank you so much for that. We are going to continue on that path. But when it comes to applying this stuff in the field, the reason for today's episode is because what happens if you're in the backyard as a pool service professional and you have a problem pool? I like to say there's only two types of pool professionals in the industry, those that have some problem pools and those who have problem pools, they just don't admit it. Everybody's got them. So if you want in-field support from us, today we're going to introduce the Arenda Help Desk, which is an exclusive feature in Pool Service Software. And with me today is the founder of Pool Service Software, Gus Velez. Gus, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be on this podcast and definitely excited with what we built and what's to come.
All right. So without further ado, here we go into episode 43 of the Rule Your Pool podcast.
Welcome to Rule Your Pool, the podcast by Arenda that explains and simplifies pool chemistry so that anybody, regardless of experience, can understand it. I'm your host, Eric Knight, bringing clarity to these subjects so that you can bring clarity to your water. If you're ready to rule your pool, then let's go.
Gus, tell me about yourself. What was your background before you got into the pool business? I mean, obviously you are a guy who writes a lot of code and you are, I believe, a computer scientist, but tell the audience who you are.
Yeah, no, thanks. So actually, my background is not in pools. I went to have a bachelor's in computer science and information technology, and I started my career as a software engineer in Motorola, actually, here in Plantation, Florida, and just did that for a few years and then went off to do my master's in business. After that, started doing project management, then product management, but software was still part of my genes, and so I'm still coding even now today. I don't like to get away from that, and so basically my background is exclusively in software. But my high school friend, actually my childhood friend, is the one that got into pool straight out of high school. And when I came back to Florida after living in Oregon for a few years, we kind of hooked back up and started talking, and he was telling me what he's doing in the pool industry. And he showed me this prototype that he's working on. It's very much just like bare bones prototype. And I saw the potential. I did some research. I noticed the space really didn't have great offerings to give. And so I said, let's join up. Let's start looking at how we can develop this and make it into something the market needs and wants, you know, et cetera. So
cool. So it was a buddy of yours who was in the pool service business who said, here's a need. In this business, we need a way to improve our, you know, profitability, our organization, our routing, all that stuff. And so you, as the software guy, came in and really put some muscle behind it. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, exactly. So then we started like in research and development for about 4 years, you know, not really out there in the market. We had some insiders that were using the software, giving us some initial feedback at the beginning, but we weren't publicly live. So We kind of took the slow approach, developed it, got feedback, didn't rush to market. And so then we've actually been live for about 2 years now, actually out in the marketplace. And as you know, we just continue to move forward, continue to reach out to our users, understand how we can do better. Also think internally, like how we can do better.
Well, that's the key with every business, right? I mean, it's always about how can you improve and how can you add more value as you go forward. Now, to our audience, since we have a pretty broad audience, in at least 6 different countries now, who is your user base? Who actually uses pool service software and who doesn't?
Yeah, so today our target market is definitely the either the single polar or the bigger companies. We have right now...
Hold on. You're using buzzwords. a lot of people that listen to this are homeowners. They don't know what you mean by single polar. Let's try again. Let's simplify it.
Yeah. So actually, the ones that use our software is people who run pool businesses. You know, they are the ones that have their clients. They need to manage their routes, the field, their technicians. They need to understand that work is done, where it's done, how long it took, how much am I spending per visit, to help you manage sort of your profitability at a customer, right? So so we give you that insight. We help you on the field, run your operations, schedule your routes, your jobs. Also, when it comes time to getting paid, we have an invoicing module so you can send out invoices, get paid online, and just kind of manage it from service delivery all the way to payment and even afterwards. So
necessity is what breeds all invention, right? Necessity is the mother of invention. So what did your buddy come to you and tell you was the big problem? Because if he's a pool cleaner, pool service technician, repair guy, whatever he is, what did he not have that he was trying to create?
I think his biggest sort of need was wanting to understand what's happening, right? And doing it in an efficient manner, because he didn't really have a lens of what was happening out in the field. Was the tech there? Did he actually do quality service? How long did he spend? So there really wasn't any visibility into the operations. And also providing good client communication. So like, we have reports that are customizable. You can send pictures, you can send readings. So that, I mean, you had the concept of a door hanger, but how can you digitize that? How can you make it more precise and actually look more professional? So that whole client communication part wasn't there as well. Which I think this is some of the things that we brought together with PSS, amongst other things.
Right. So let's fast forward. So you're out there for over a year, going on 2 years or so. Then you reached out to us. And let's go through the shoes of one of your users. They're out there in the field. They've got a problem pool. At the time, they could just document everything and they could keep track of what they're putting into the pools. They could bill customers, invoice, all that stuff. But what happened if they had a problem pool? Who did they talk to? Did you ever get calls for help with actually fixing the pool or adjusting the chemistry, or was it just IT-related phone calls?
We actually did have a few support tickets that came in and said, you know, I have a problem with this pool, or the pH is this. And, quite frankly, I had to tell them, you know, we're not, you know, pool chemistry experts, unfortunately. You know, we focus on software and helping manage your business, which was kind of bummer, because, you know, I started thinking, you know, this would be a good service value add to customers, right? They see us as their software provider, as helping them run more smoothly. Why wouldn't, you know, delivering great quality be part of that equation, right? And, I started talking to the partners and saying how we can possibly extend this forward. And we started looking in the industry at people who had like a strong reputation for knowledge, for content, as being sort of knowledge leaders in the industry. And that's where Arenda stood out very plainly, at least in my mind and in the mind of my partner, was, you know, wow, this company stands out. You know, they're a big content provider. They provide all these training videos. Plus, they have an app that focuses on, LSI and bringing water quality to the technicians. And to their clients. So that's when I just, you know, actually one of my clients who's in Arizona, Joe, hats off to him. He knew you guys, and I have him as one of my power users. And he says, hey, I can definitely make the connection. Let's bring this forward. And that's how this happened, basically. You know, I met up with you, and we started talking about our ideas and what we had in our minds for the pool industry, you know, bringing forward very high quality service and tools and technology so that people can really excel out there in the field.
Right on. Well, it was a perfect timing, because as we discussed in our early phone calls, we were looking at expanding our app and maybe doing it. But in that, you know, 3 or 4 year span, a whole bunch of companies like yours came out, and we said, well, we're not a software company. We don't stand a chance. We're a chemical company. We want to focus on education and helping fix actual water chemistry and other problems in pools. So when you came to me with this idea, I loved it. Let's do customer support and not have to deal with the technology. And so it's wonderful that you still code because it's kind of like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. So you're still able to actually customize this thing and improve it constantly. And I will take my hat off to you here. Not that I'm wearing a hat at the moment, but you delivered on an idea quick. I mean, we had something in a couple of weeks that we could try. And so far, it's working really well. It's very simple. The support tickets come into us. We see it. We can respond directly to it. We've got all the information we need at Arenda to answer the question. And I will tell all the audience listening to this, when people call us, maybe some of you listening have been one of the people that have called us, give us the information that we need to actually answer your question, or else it's going to be difficult for us to diagnose your problem. For instance, I get a lot of phone calls or text messages that say, hey, I've got white spots in my pool. Gus, what does that mean? Are they big? Are they small? Is it two spots? Is it 200? Is it 2,000 spots? Like, I don't have any context for your problem. I don't know where you're located. I don't know anything about your pool. I don't know the chemistry or anything. What this does is this automates all of that. When there's a customer service request, and I'll ask Gus to show your screen in a moment, when you send in a customer service request, we get a chemistry history of this pool, a photo of the pool. We don't get customer information because we don't need to know, you know, who owns the pool or where it is, but we have a general idea. This is in Phoenix, Arizona. That's enough for us to understand the climate, but we know based on the chemistry history and what's been added to that pool, enough to solve the problem usually. So far, every single one. Now, it's not to say that there's going to be no mysteries, but now I've got a phone number. I can call you. I can talk it out with you in real time. You could be in the backyard and you could submit this help request straight to the Arenda help desk, and I'm going to get it, or Joe's going to get it, or Jared's going to get it, or somebody here is going to get it quickly. And that way we don't drop the ball and we are able to support you in the field through pool service software, even though we're not a part of pool service software. We're completely independent companies, but we both have a desire to help you in the field. So I know this is sort of aimed at pool professionals, but homeowners, if you have a pool service technician that is using this, if there is an issue with your pool, and every pool has issues at some point, this is a very rapid way to get answers. Okay, awesome. So Gus, for those of you listening, Gus has just started to share his screen. So walk us through what we're looking at here, Gus.
Yeah, so here on the left is the mobile app for PSS. Mostly technicians are using this out in the field. Obviously, managers can as well to manage the business. As far as the Arenda help desk, there's a few ways of getting those tickets in. One is as a tech is out in the field, let's say he's in tasks, and he's in stop one of three for...
Well, hold on. These are all fictional people on this screen, correct?
Correct, yeah. So all this is just sort of my test data, definitely just made up.
I just don't want to give away Dean's address at 5300 Southwest Fake Street, so...
And that would mean he's like a neighbor of mine, but which he's not. But
he's just made up. Okay, cool. Now that we've got that, we can publish this on YouTube, so we're good to go.
Awesome. Yeah. So this is just like a stop here, the tech doing stop number one for Dean. And if he checks in and he does, you know, his chemical readings, by the way, we also have an integration with Bluetooth digital meters. So, you know, basically when he puts in the readings and compute the LSI at the end, there's an option here for need expert help, right? So right before the tech checks out, they have a chance of, you know, based on those readings and the LSI they saw above, and maybe, you know, they have some doubts, they can reach out and get expert help by a touch of a button here. So this basically this link here. So when they click on the link, notice that everything's already filled in. They don't have to fill out those details because we know who the client is, who's the tech, you know, the property. And they would just have to describe what is the issue, right? So, you know, sample, you know, issue description or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I've got algae and I can't get rid of it or whatever.
Yeah, so I have algae and then, you know, et cetera. They, you know, they can type in a little mini paragraph if they like and submit it. And once they submit, that ticket goes off to the ticket queue in Arenda and everything is sent. So that, you know, the Arenda team will get a report.
And this is cool. This is awesome because we get this report and I think you can show it.
I do only have reports for actual live customers.
Then let's not look at it on the screen. But the point is, we know what it looks like. We get a photo of the pool. We get the chemistry history, not just last week. We get the chemistry history going back months. which is awesome for us because we can tell what happened over time. A lot of times we have to go back forensically with the LSI and figure out what could have happened. And it didn't just happen last week. I mean, by the time people call us, it's not a 1 week thing, usually. It's over time. And this is just an awesome thing for us. I've never been able, and I don't say this lightly, Gus, I've never been able to respond to customer questions faster than when I had this report in front of me, because it's basically giving me the folder at the doctor's office with your whole medical history. It's wonderful. It makes my job so much easier.
Yeah, it's so definitely a streamline. I think, you know, our customers are going to benefit from a speedy response that's right to the point, right? With all this data we give you, we even give you pictures so that the Arenda team has not only the readings, dosages, but the pictures they have taken. And also some comments history. Sometimes the tech writes in a comment that from a previous visit that brings in context, that brings in some additional information for the Arenda help desk. And I think all that's just going to enable a real fast response for your business.
Well, a lot of our customers have a lot of employees in the field, and especially with all the turnover going on, the labor shortage, when you have an employee who has a problem, don't be afraid to push this button because it's going to come to us. You know, we're not advertising and making fun of anyone for having pool problems. Everybody does. We just want to help quickly. So if you're a business owner and you've got guys in the field who might be unsure on certain things, they can just send this on to us and we can help you out. And then what you're showing now, Gus, is the dashboard that a business owner would look at. Is that correct?
Yeah. So a business owner, a manager, an admin can come and look at the visits that are happening throughout the day. They can expand to get more details, see the visit on the map to just confirm where the tech was compared to the property. But let's say now they see this property here for Thomas and they look at the chemistry and things are a little bit off. They can also submit for Arenda advice here with this link. They can click on this. They can then search for Thomas. There's Thomas. You know, you can fill out this information of who's the person submitting. By default, we understand it's Steve right now logged in. And the same thing, you would write in comments, you know, of whatever is the issue for that property. And again, the report is sent out to Arenda. So same thing, you can also click here to learn a little bit more about the integration. But again, very seamless, very quick, so that you can get, you know, free professional advice from the Arenda team.
I get an email, I go into our dashboard, I see all of the tickets right there. I can respond to them one by one. I can respond to them via email or a phone call. Usually it's going to be a quick phone call that I can probably just talk right through it and get you on the road, out of that backyard quicker. Or, you know, in all likelihood, because we do a lot of stuff, you're not going to get a call in the first few minutes, right? It could be later that day or certainly the next day. But what's cool about this is we don't have the ability to drop the ball because it's just punching me in the face every time I log into my system that I still have this ticket to answer. And we can make sure that we take care of you and we don't forget. Very, very cool. So thank you for sharing your screen there, Gus. So when you came to us, you had this idea that, for lack of a better term, you're basically punting the water chemistry knowledge and you're sticking to what you know, which is the technology. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's a fair statement. Yeah, we definitely want to continue to excel in software and helping you become more efficient, better insight. You know, we have some chemistry tools, but I think sometimes you need to talk to somebody. You need to get expert advice, and we don't have those capabilities yet in our company. And I think Arenda is much better at doing that and much more specialized. So,
well, don't worry, I'm not going to start writing code either. So, I think staying in the lane, doing what we can do, we're happy to be a part of it. This is great. It's, for us, it makes, well, for me personally, it makes my job a lot easier for customer support because we do have a lot of customer support that comes in on the hotline, and a lot of it's homeowners, but a lot of it's pool professionals. And if those professionals listening have this, it's a much faster transaction. Push the button, submit your comment. I get it. We all get it. Anybody at Arenda can answer it. Harold can answer it. And so what it does is it streamlines the help desk. It just makes it a lot faster, a lot more efficient. And at the end of the day, we are all pressed for time, especially as chaotic as the pool business has been. And for the homeowners listening to this, have mercy on your pool guy. It's been very, very tough the last 18 months or whenever COVID started because of material shortages, supply chain shortages, delays, and just the chaos of not being able to get what you get. There's a chlorine shortage, an acid shortage, an equipment shortage. They're doing the best they can. Pool service software lets them be a little more efficient, actually a lot more efficient. And I think that's ultimately going to lead to better pool service and better results long term. Is there anything you want to add?
No, I think for us, it's a turning point. I think we're very excited about this integration, about how we can now provide an extra value add to our customers, not only the software side, but the chemistry side, the consulting side, so to speak. So yeah, definitely, Eric, I think we're excited here at PSS, what more we can evolve with this base core that we started with, and just bringing more value to the marketplace, having the companies be more efficient, providing better quality, and retaining customers, right? Because we all know when we lose customers, it costs so much more. So how they can retain customers, keep them happy so that they can be successful pool companies. So again, thank you, Eric, and I'm really excited about this integration.
All right. Well, thank you, Gus, and thank you for joining me on the Rule Your Pool podcast. You're the first guest, dude. You're the first guest. Yeah, I don't want that to be lost on you. We've had so many people ask to be on this show, and I feel like now have you ever played the card game Hearts?
No, not yet.
Well, there's a term when you have to play your first heart, you've broken hearts. So now I feel like the floodgates might open, but we're not going to try to have too many guests on here, but this was worthwhile. And what you did for setting this up, the vision you had for it, definitely deserves being broadcast to our audience so that they are aware that this tool does exist, because to me, it's fantastic. It's making my life easier and I like it. So Gus Velez, the founder of Pool Service Software, where can people find this? What's the website? What's the app actually called?
Yeah, so the website you can visit at www.poolservice.software.
Poolservice.software?
We actually have a unique domain, just emphasizing again, software company. And so right there, at the first page, you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the details about the Arenda integration and what we have and some of the other integrations we have. That's our website, and you can look us up in the app stores, just typing in Pool Service Software, and you'll see there the logo, as you see on my backdrop, PSS, and on my shirt, PSS with the three waves there. So that's us.
Right on. Well, Gus, thank you so much. This has been episode 43 of the Rule Your Pool podcast. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next, but I think it's going to be water testing with Joe, I think, if I can ever get Joe to stop traveling. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. And again, as always, if you do have questions, reach out to us. And if you have a friend who could find some value in what we're talking about, please share the podcast. It's always free. I'm Eric Knight with Arenda. This has been Gus Velez, our guest. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for listening to Rule Your Pool, a podcast by Arenda Technologies. For more information on what we discussed in this week's episode, check the links in the description or visit www.arendatech.com.
I hope you find this show valuable enough that you tap that subscribe button and share it with your friends. You can also like us on Facebook and social media. And with our help, you'll be able to rule your pool without over-treating it with chemicals and wasting money. I'll see you next episode.